Just Chitty the Podcast, presented by Just Chitty Productions.
Hi there. I'm your host, Fondue.
I'm Chitty.
In this week's episode, in honor of National Cheese Ball Day, we're going to learn a little bit about soft cheeses. We're going to talk about the world's best rated Polish, Greek, and mousse cheeses.
Wow.
We're going to talk about when you shouldn't eat it, a mountain, inflation, the dictionary, and a billboard. And of course, no episode would be complete without our very cheesy joke. Stay tuned for episode 127, Soft, on Just Cheesy, the podcast. According to the book World Cheese Book by Juliette Harbutt, there are seven different types of cheeses.
Whoa.
The book categorizes cheese as such: fresh, aged fresh, soft white, semi-soft, hard, blue, and flavor added. They go on to note that there's no universal system for identifying cheeses.
Oh, no.
They say that every cheese-producing country has its own system using technical terms such as semi-hard, semi-cooked, pressed, uncooked, smear-ripened, washed curd.
Whoa.
They're all confusing to cheese lovers.
Yeah.
So this book wants to make it easy to grasp the system by identifying the cheeses based on the type of rind a cheese grows and its texture. And we're actually noticing this already. We've talked about hard cheese. We talked about smooth cheese, like cream cheese and mascarpone. In this book, mascarpone is a fresh cheese.
Wow.
The description in the book of soft white cheeses is a velvety white rind, a creamy interior, and a mushroomy taste. So they categorize cheeses like brie and camembert as a soft white cheese.
Okay.
But according to adamscheeseshop.com, a soft cheese is any cheese that can be spread easily.
Oh.
They sometimes have a runny texture when allowed to come to room temperature.
Okay.
This website talks a little bit about brie and Limburger. So since it's so confusing, there's aged soft cheese, there's non-aged soft cheese, there's washed rind soft cheese. This website suggests that a cheese's firmness is mainly a result of two factors: the cheese's age and the moisture content. They say the younger cheese with a higher moisture content is softer. And they use an example like cream cheese. So since there's so much confusion, we're going to talk about soft cheeses today by texture.
Yeah, we are.
According to TasteAtlas.com, they've categorized the top 100 soft cheeses in the world.
Whoa.
Coming in at number 10, we've got a cheese from Greece called Kalathaki. I do not know if this is right.
Probably not.
Kalathaki limnou.
Oh.
Cheese. According to the website GreekBoston.com, it's a brine cheese made from sheep's milk or a combination of sheep's milk and goat's milk. They said if it uses goat's milk, it cannot exceed 30% of the total milk. They also say that the sheep and goats from which the milk comes graze freely on wild grass. The name of the cheese comes from the shape, and it means small basket. So they put the cheese in a basket where it drains and acidification occurs. This gives the cheese its cylindrical shape. They say it's reminiscent of feta, and it's a little bit salty and slightly acidic.
Yum.
Coming in at number 9 is the French Mont d'Or. They say it's full, rich, sweet, and grassy in flavor with a slightly acidic taste. The rind is not edible, so it has to be removed to get to the creamy, runny liquid inside.
Yum.
Number 8 is Delice de Bourgogne. This is from Burgundy, France. This is a triple cream cheese. It's made from cow's milk and butterfat and has a fat content of 75%.
Whoa.
They say it's smooth, creamy, tangy, tart, salty, buttery, and mushroomy. And keeping in line with my butchery of all languages, we have number 7, the Polish Gulka. According to PolandCulinaryVacations.com, Gulka cheese is known for its unique shape and exceptional flavor. It's made from milk from cattle. It's creamy and slightly tangy. The funny thing here is they actually describe it as dense and firm in texture, making it perfect for grilling or frying. They say the name comes from the name of the tools used to make the cheese. They used long wooden molds that were used to shape it into a distinctive cone shape. And it's really cool looking. You've got to look it up online. That's G-O-L-K-A cheese.
Yeah.
Coming in at number six, we have stracciata. It's an Italian cheese made from cow's milk.
Mm.
It's stretched into ribbons that can be folded or braided.
Whoa.
They say it melts in your mouth and it leaves notes of warm melted butter.
Mm.
Oh my goodness, that sounds so good.
Yeah, it does.
Number five is Saint-André from France.
Okay.
It's enhanced with heavy cream. It has a high fat content. They say it's rich in flavor, sour, tangy, buttery, and salty.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is Saint-Félicien. It's also from France. It's a cow's milk cheese with a creamy texture.
Okay.
It's described as fruity, sour, nutty, and buttery.
Ooh.
Every day is a struggle.
Yeah.
Number three is mozzarella di bufala campagna.
Oh, man.
This is an Italian cheese made of buffalo and cow's milk.
Ooh.
They say it always comes packaged in brine and has a mild yet sour taste.
Ooh.
And of course, it goes good with antipasta dishes.
Ooh, yum.
Number two is Stracchino di Crescenza.
Sure.
It's an Italian buffalo or cow milk cheese.
Okay.
It's creamy. They say it's mild, fruity, creamy, and sweet.
Ooh.
And number one on this list is burrata.
Yum.
Now, we just started eating that a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, it is so good.
Yummy.
It looks kind of like a ball of mozzarella.
Yeah.
But when you open it up, it's ooey and gooey on the inside.
Creamy, yummy. Mm.
I doubt many of us would be able to do this, but they say it should be eaten as fresh as possible,
okay.
Ideally within 24 hours of being made.
Whoa.
They say it was created by a cheesemaker who wanted to form a shell of stretched mozzarella strings and fill it with luscious, rich cream and smaller leftover pieces of mozzarella. And it became a true delicacy.
Yeah, it did.
With a creamy interior and a rich flavor of milk.
Ooh.
We know that the world's most expensive cheese is made from donkey milk.
Yeah.
But did you know moose milk cheese is also really expensive?
Yeah.
And it can go for as much as $500 a pound.
Holy cow.
According to AtlasObscura.com, there is a place called the Elk House in Sweden.
Whoa.
And this is the only producer of the rare creamy moose cheese.
That's right.
They have three moose.
Aww.
Helga, Juno, and Gullen.
Okay.
And they only lactate from May through the end of September.
Wow.
They only get 5 liters of milk from each moose per day.
No way.
And they do it all by hand.
Whoa.
They make it in 4 varieties.
Okay.
One's like a camembert,
ooh,
a blue cheese type, a dried blue cheese, and a feta.
Yum.
And according to this website,
okay,
there are some of these varieties available at select restaurants in Sweden, but that's about as far as they travel.
Aww.
So if you're in Sweden, check out the Elk House.
Mm.
Sweden's Elk House is not a sponsor.
Nope.
But if it was, the ad would go right here. Have you ever wanted to listen to the web?
Yeah.
Well, Newsly makes that possible.
They do?
They're an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android.
Super app.
You can listen to trending articles on the web on topics that you choose and get them read to you in a natural human voice.
What kind of topics?
Sports,
cheese?
Tech, business,
cheese.
Science.
Cheese.
I'm sure there's even cheese.
Yay!
They even have an entire section for podcasts.
Are we there?
Of course we are.
Ooh.
It's one of my new favorite podcast apps. They even have digital radio.
Holy cow.
Just go to www.newsly.me to download it free.
Whoa.
Or use the link in the description. If you use the promo code Cheesy, that'll get you 1 month free premium subscription.
Yay, Newsly.
Now, back to the podcast. According to kidshealth.org, pregnant people should not eat soft, unpasteurized cheeses such as some feta, goat, brie, camembert, and blue-veined cheeses.
Aww.
They say this is because some of the foodborne illnesses such as listeriosis, toxoplasmosis, and salmonella can be found in some of these foods, and it can be life-threatening to an unborn baby.
Oh, no.
We are not medical professionals here at Just Cheesy the Podcast, so make sure to check with your doctor before eating anything that you question while pregnant.
Yeah.
Did you know that we missed National Cheese Ball Day this year on April 17th?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm sorry, everybody. Happy belated National Cheese Ball Day.
Sorry.
According to MontgomeryAdvisor.com, back in 1987, the 4-H Club in Marion created a giant cheese ball.
Yeah.
This thing weighed over 200 pounds.
Holy cow.
And it wasn't really a ball.
No.
It was more of a mound.
Yeah.
It contained 200 pounds of grated cheese, and half of that was shredded by hand.
Whoa.
2 gallons of chopped olives.
Oh, my.
A quart of Worcestershire sauce.
Ooh.
10.5 ounces of paprika.
Oh, my.
9.5 ounces of garlic powder. A cup of Tabasco.
Whoa.
And 2.5 pounds of chopped pecans.
Whoa.
And the funny thing is, they said the thing that was left out is usually a main ingredient in a cheese ball, which was cream cheese.
Oh, yeah.
They said they likely left it out of this one. Because of stability.
Whoa.
And you know, with all the inflation talk, it's amazing to know that during the Masters tournament this year in 2024, that a pimento cheese sandwich was only $1.50.
Holy cow.
The sandwich might be low in price, but not low in calories.
Yeah.
According to this article, it has 35 grams of fat and 556 calories.
Whoa.
Did you know the term soft cheese has a definition?
Uh-oh.
According to UrbanDictionary.com, it's a derogatory term for something uncool or crappy.
Oh, no.
So in other words, if someone does something annoying, you could say, man, that's some soft cheese. Get out of here.
Wow.
And I bet this next guy thought this was some soft cheese.
Yeah.
According to WHIO.com, there is a billboard of a man eating mac and cheese, and it went viral.
Oh, wow.
It said, this man consumes over 20 gallons of liquid cheese in a year. We cannot stop him.
Oh, my.
And according to Cincinnati.com, they actually found the guy that's on the billboard.
They did.
Reddit users to the rescue.
Yeah.
They found Greater Cincinnati resident Jake Laws as the man on the viral sign.
Whoa.
And according to this article, this was not an advertisement. This was a prank.
Oh, my.
Jonathan Pittman was the prankster. They kind of liken him to Dwight from The Office.
Oh, wow.
It says here he genuinely loves messing with his friends, and he started saving for things like this instead of vacations.
What?
In fact, renting the space from Lamar Advertising and printing and designing the billboard cost roughly $1,680.
Holy cow.
And it's going to be up for 4 weeks.
I'm ready for a joke fondue.
Here goes. Why does soft cheese work for a newspaper?
I don't know.
Because it is good at spreading the news.
Ha, ha, ha.
Get it?
It's so bad.
Listen, I know it's getting rough out there with the jokes,
yeah.
But they're still a little bit cheesy. Thanks for listening to Just Cheesy the Podcast, episode 127, Soft.
Thank you.
If you remember from last week's episode, we're still looking for folks to send us their cheesy jokes.
Yes, please.
Go to www.justcheesy.com and submit your very own joke, and we might read it on our podcast.
Stay cheesy, everybody.